It's ground control to Bob Lament. Make sure the freaking record button is on.
It's on. I'm double checking here.
Good.
I actually did record part of the first part last week. It must have just died or something because there was like this little blip at the beginning and that was it. So.
Okay.
I almost tacked it onto the front there, but that's all right. I didn't do that.
Yeah. This is Miles.
Yeah, Miles, you know, making me saying, hey, you make sure you hit the record button. He has no idea what goes on.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Clueless Miles.
I was listening to the best of David Bowie today, and I was making up, like, song parodies about you all day. It was funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice. Thanks for thinking of me.
Bob ate a box of Glaze today. Oh, boy.
That's not David Bowie.
It is in one of his songs, actually.
Oh, is it? He sings the Beatles?
Yeah, Young Americans, they break into that a little
bit. Oh, really? Okay.
Anyway.
I think it'd probably be Cinnamon Rolls, to be honest with you.
Blue jeans. Bob can't get into his blue jeans.
I don't even want to hear what you're saying about China Girl.
Bob stumbles into town. He weighs as much as a cow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I had a lot of time on my hands.
Evidently, you were... took a little time off from your Johnny Forever website and... working on the other one there, huh? Your song parodies. I'm trying to think of a Bowie song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fashion.
Yeah, I hope you didn't start, you know, get any kind of ideas of the dancing in the streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've seen that old video. Yeah,
you being right. Bowie and me being Mick Jagger or something.
That's
but none of that entered your mind. Dun, 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 dun.
It doesn't matter what you wear.
Yeah, see?
No, I didn't go that far with it.
Oh, okay, just checking.
I just thought it was funny.
Just checking.
I had a lot of time on my hands today. So.
I guess everybody leave the house and leave you alone?
No, I was driving around, man.
Did your VHS copy of Girls Gone Wild finally bust or what?
No, it didn't.
God damn it, I need to get on the Google and find out how to splice VHS tape.
Yeah.
It's all crinkly. The tits will be all blurry.
Oh, man. Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, so...
I hate you, Joe Francis. You pre-DVD bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had the... Well, first of all, let's talk about your candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know who you're picking for your vice president now that you've announced that you're running for office. You know, we have... We've got Obama and Biden, which is, to all intents and purposes, looks like Obama and John McCain, as far as I can tell.
Right.
And then we got John McCain and this Sarah Palin.
Right.
Yeah, I can't figure that one out. So who are you going to throw into the mix here to, you know?
I'm eliminating choices, I guess.
Oh, really? You're on the process of elimination. I see.
I've eliminated that one guy that hacked off the other guy's head on that Greyhound bus.
He's out. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's out. He's out. He's definitely out.
Well, I think Canadian might have took him out of the running as well because he's Canadian, but that's all right.
Well, anyway.
And evidently, you can't go with... who's that old wrestler that died today? George the Animal Steele or somebody? Who died today? It was old wrestler.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, I missed that.
No. What was his name? Oh, shoot, it wasn't George the Animal Steel. I think he's been dead for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, some old wrestler died today, so I guess he's out of the running.
I might have David Duchovny because I think we have a lot in common.
Yeah. What? He is a sex addict, and you want to be one, or what?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I just like to hook up with David with that tail of Yona.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh.
So David Duchovny's in there as soon as he gets done with his stint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. I know. I don't know about that.
That just seems weird, man.
I'm not so sure about that news there.
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't seem legitimate thing.
Oh, it kind of seems legitimate, I suppose, but
I don't believe it.
Have you ever known anybody who was a sex addict?
Probably.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, probably. I have, so I just was curious. So.
Probably.
It's not as pretty as you think, I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
At least
I
what
really
I was being told about.
I don't really want to know. I don't. I think it's some old guy screwing some mittens or something.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I really don't. I don't want to know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one of those addictions that is very vexing, don't you think?
So, yeah, but if you go on the website, you'll see that I have a presidential campaign going, apparently.
Yeah, evidently, and you got some Maxim model lady to talk about you, which is probably the highlight of your candidacy there.
Mm.
I think you should ask her to be your running mate, just, you know, to mix it up
lady.
A bit, yeah. Or maybe the old lady at the end,
at the end. That's like the money shot right there, yeah. So if you go to the website, check that out.
Yeah, there you go. That's interesting, yeah.
Oh.
Well, so you're going to announce that anytime soon?
No, I'm just going to do it on our grassroots thing on our website.
Okay, well, when you're ready, you post a picture of your running mate, you and them together, and so we can
think
see
about
those.
That.
I think you should pick a black woman, to be honest with you. So, you know, we have an African-American presidential candidate with his old whitey vice president candidate. Now we got old whitey with the young Alaskan mother of five or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So now we got, middle aged whitey in Miles Tidal, and then who's he gonna have?
Maybe like someone like Mr. Skin or something.
Mr. Skin.
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it.
No. See, I'm thinking that maybe like Vivica A. Fox or something like that. That would be a good running mate for you.
I'm not against it.
She's an older African-American lady. Fits right into what you like there.
She's into porn. I'm into porn.
There you go. She's a little bit older, right?
She's older.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that.
She's nice looking, yes.
Easy on the eyes, very easy on the eyes.
Yeah, there you go. Tina Turner, perhaps.
Tina Turner, oh, wow.
She's a little
that's
old,
like the trifecta. Yeah, she's older. African-American. And she is.
And maybe you could get her to wear that, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome get-up during the whole... You can have, you don't need another hero, you just need Miles Tidal. That would be the...
Yeah.
You don't need... Okay, anyway. So, I think, you just think about that. So, I guess watch the website. Right. You should put a picture up of you. Whoever you're picking, whoever accepts.
All right.
Yeah,
no, I will. I'll put some thought into it for next
week. All right. For next week. Yeah.
I'll find something.
Well, you think of a few, and we'll make a little poll there. Maybe we'll go from that.
Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of, politics and poor economy and everything. I still don't think the economy is that bad. I'll tell you. Have I ever told you what my read on the economy is?
No.
This is my, everybody's got their thing where they look at the numbers or they look at the durable goods or they look at the car sales or the house sales.
Mm-hmm.
No, I say, how shitty is the service that you get at your minimum wage jobs? And that means that if you get really shitty service...
Right.
The economy's good because there's nobody who's, hurting enough to have to take that job. And so every asshole's got a job in one of those things, right?
Low employment.
Well, exactly. I'm just low unemployment, essentially, yes.
Right.
So high employment. And I think we're still there because I was at Walmart the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the checkout lady had to comment on every third thing that I was buying.
Sorry, Magnum. Who are you trying to get?
Yeah, who are you trying to get?
Who are you trying to fool? You're not fooling anyone with this.
I was back in the security room a few minutes ago while you were in there taking a pee.
Do you think you should have Oreos, sir? Oreos would be the best choice for you.
I think I did get Oreos, and she did comment on those, yeah.
Oh, God.
No, but I like we like to have these M&M cookie sandwiches. Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, they're very delicious, you know what I mean?
Oh, here's a surprise Diet Coke.
Yeah, no, I didn't get any Diet Coke. It was almost that. Otherwise, she was trying to be positive and not negative like you. But but yeah, I'm just like every little thing. I did get candy. I got uh-huh. candy bar. I got some candy for everybody in the house. And so she's like, "Do you want me to leave these out?" I'm like, no, that's all right. Are you sure? I go, nobody's with me. I'll just get it out when I go. I know, but they're going to look for it, right? When you get home, you sure you don't want me to put this someplace? I'll put it right here. Okay, I'll put it in this bag right here.
I'm just trying to lure children into my car.
Really. Right. Yeah, just put the Tiger Beat magazines and those candy bars together there.
I've got the dog collar, too, for the old. I lost
there
the puppy trick. So, yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're checking out. This lady's commenting.
And she's taking forever. Forever. You know, I want a person like myself who is just trying to get through the day.
Right.
And they're just going, beep, 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 you know, let's get you the hell out of here because I know you don't want to be here.
Right.
But no, I get like Chatty Cathy, you know. Hasn't got anything, you know, before I was doing this, I was over at the park talking people up, you know what I mean?
You should have got the other brand, that's on sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, lady.
A lot of brand names here, I see, a lot of brand names. Ugh. Yeah, it was a little weird, yeah. I had a weird experience that same night, or afternoon, or whatever, because I kept seeing the same lady in the aisle, and she kept looking at me funny.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I know. And I thought for sure, I didn't know her. I'm pretty sure I didn't know her. But that's not always, you know, some people know me and I don't know them. And so that's always kind of an interesting thing. But she didn't know me. But boy, oh, boy, did she started to get, like, nervous around me or something. She'd, like, look at me and then she'd, like, you know, look the other way. It was kind of weird. I felt kind of creepy, but I was just trying to get groceries.
I think it's Billie Jean King. She let herself go, I think. She looks like a man now.
I can swear there's a nun following me in plain clothes. So, no, it was weird, though. This lady kept looking at me.
Yeah.
Weird. And, you know, the horrible thing about that is that my son has picked up on this, too. He always thinks everybody's looking at him, so.
Oh, great.
He'll turn around and go, "Why are you guys looking at me?" And obviously we are, actually, so it's not like he's wrong, but usually he's doing something, you know, kind of funny, and so it's just interesting to watch, so. But, yeah, he's kind of getting this whole vibe about people looking at him, so he's going to be like, just like me, unfortunately.
Hey. Oh, that's going to be a joy.
Yeah, I like to just move around, you know, for people being oblivious to me. I really don't like to have all these people, like, you know, recognizing me or something, so.
Phobia of yours,
yeah.
Human interaction was totally. You know.
That's right. I do have some problems.
Yeah.
And then this lady with the commenting on all the products thing. You know, I could have read the barcodes faster than she was scanning them. It was bad. So what's up with you?
So. The Olympics are over now.
Oh, they are? They're finally over.
They've been over for about a week.
Really?
Yeah, they've been over.
I didn't notice, to be honest with you.
There was a lot of hoopla about Mr. Phelps.
Yeah.
The diver there, or swimmer, rather.
Swimmer, yeah. I think he's a swimmer.
So, coincidentally, the Olympics arrived about the same time like a horrible flu bug hit my house.
Oh, really? So you guys were all down watching the Olympics?
Well, I was trying to. I didn't get sick, though. Everyone else got sick except me.
I wonder how that happened.
I'm not sure how that happened, okay? I prepared my own food, though, okay?
So Well, you didn't prepare it. Casey's prepared it, but that's all right.
So the Olympics were a little bit ruined, I guess.
I'm surviving on donuts and leftover pizza.
Yeah, my viewing pleasure was ruined.
Yeah. By people throwing up or what?
No, I realized that we have a horrible habit of, in my house of not closing the bathroom door.
Oh, nice.
So
that is a horrible habit, I will say.
And everyone's got horrible, uncontrollable diarrhea. Yeah, I'm trying to listen. Michael Phelps takes the stand. He bends down. Gets in the position. And they're off. He hits the water with a big splash. I'm like, oh, God.
So was...
Oh, my God. I couldn't take it. It was just like...
So was this in your upstairs living
room?
Or your...
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes. It's like, you know, the bathroom was just off the living room, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Please, could you just please close the door? Then everyone's all offended. Well, yeah, all right.
I don't... See, the thing is, I don't understand why they would want to be seen wiping their ass when you walk by. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't.
Especially if they had diarrhea and they're like really gooey. You know what I mean?
If I knew I was going to have gooey diarrhea, I certainly would close the door. I would not.
Exactly.
And, you know, treat everyone to the sounds of me cleaning out my colon.
At least muffled a little bit.
You know, I'm trying to listen to the national anthem. Oh, say, can you start that?
Nice.
It was it was my own family, and I was disgusted.
You have a fan in that bathroom?
No.
Oh, God.
No, so there was even no muffling in it. I mean, without, even probably even closing the door probably wouldn't help because my house is kind of small, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
The walls are kind of thin, you know. It's like, So, yeah, so I was trying to, you know, because I was kind of getting all excited. You know, this whole guy's going for this record win, and you know,
right, not since Mark Spitz, right?
I'm trying to watch it. It's just, you know, and there's the Canadians coming. You know, it's just like,
you know, if Spitz wouldn't have had that 70 stash, he might have been able to get an eighth gold or whatever, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
That's slowing him down, the drag coefficient there or whatever, you know.
And that Freddie Mercury mustache.
That's right. He had a big stash there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He had like a Village People mustache going on.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah. So the Olympics were pretty much ruined for me. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
But right at the Olympics got done, everyone, like, you know, quit with their diarrhea.
Oh, well, good.
So, yeah.
That's nice.
So
you could do the Olympic song and with diarrhea.
Pretty much. Well, don't they have that song where the dogs are barking or some Christmas song?
Yeah. Jingle bells.
Jingle bells or something. I could probably do it with fart noises. Yeah.
You should have.
Uncontrollable sharding diarrhea.
You didn't yell out when they got finished, hey, anybody want to light the Olympic torch to dissipate a little bit of that stink? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever do the old light the match to get rid of the smell? Mm-hmm. Kind of thing?
It wasn't so much the smell, I guess. It's just the noise of it. Mm. The just knowing that someone was in there with horrible, uncontrolled diarrhea.
Nice.
And not just one person either. I mean, like, you know, multiple people.
Daddy,
in the house.
I stuffed up the toilet.
God. I don't know if I've had diarrhea that bad as, like, this whole.
Life
dungeon.
Mr. Michael Phelps is going to unclog the drain for me. Right?
You're going to get a gold medal in sharding. Man.
Nice. Did you see the unsportsmanlike behavior video of Michael Phelps where he's like picking on that poor dude they beat?
Oh.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, you got to see it. I guess they didn't show it, but he's like totally like being really mean to this, like, I don't know, some other country guy, like a Russian guy or something.
You mean during the Olympics?
Or? Oh, yeah.
He needs to get his teeth fixed.
I'll try to find that and send it over to you. So.
I guess there's a picture of the team from Spain. They're like doing a group photo, but they're like pulling their eyes.
Oh yeah,
they
did the Chinese thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them that did that, evidently.
Really?
Yeah. That's a big... Huh. See, I didn't watch the Olympics. I just read about all these horrible things.
Right, all the highlights.
That's right. Who cares? Yeah. Who cares how good they can swim? Let's see what kind of politically incorrect stuff they can do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple teams that did the slant-eye thing with the teeth and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
evidently.
Hard. That's okay.
Yeah. I read about all the weird food you could buy at the Olympics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like snake and all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
Had like a snake cart or something outside.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It was delicious.
I didn't read that, no.
It was delicious.
Does it give diarrhea or cure diarrhea?
Well, yeah. It slithers out of your ass rather than spurting.
Nice.